Amen. Praise God. Now, last Sunday we talked about, be ye steadfast. Unmovable.
Yes.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen.
So everything that we do it as unto the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. He would give us the strength and the ability that we can accomplish all that we need to do.
Amen.
Praise God. God does not give us or tell us to do anything that he does not equip us and prepare us to do it.
Amen.
We just need to use his equipment. We need to use his tools that he's given to us. And one of the tools that he's given to us is the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. He's given us the word of God. So if you like or doing without anything, I'll ask you, have you been using the equipment that he has given you?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. The things that you do. I want you to turn with me to Psalms 37. Glory to God. Praise God. Psalm 37. Praise God. Psalms 37. My caption over this psalm in my Bible says, God takes care of his own. Glory to God. That's what my caption over this section in my Bible says. God takes care of his own. Glory to God. Amen. So if you belong to God, God will take care of you. Praise God. He'll take care of you. Glory to God. So we do not belong to ourselves, but we belong to him. Psalm 37, we're going to begin reading at verse number 3. Psalm 37, verse number 3. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Glory to God. Amen. I want you to think about this. I want you to look at these things. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. He cares about you. And see, what the devil tries to make us feel and think sometimes, that God has forgotten about us. That God does not even know us. Glory to God. But God cares about you. And let's look at this again in verse 3. It says, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Put your hope in him. Put your confidence in him. And see, oftentimes, we trust in so many other different things except the Lord. And that is where we need to put our trust at.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, do you know that we have a lot of trust in our bank accounts, savings accounts? We have trust in mechanical things. We have put our trust in a mechanical machine or something without even thinking about it. But we want to question God the moment he tells us something to do. God, I don't see how this is going to work out. Notice it doesn't say you have to know how it's going to work out or how he's going to do it. It says just to trust him. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this question. I assume that most of you got in a vehicle to come here this morning. How many of you, before you left, you took up the hood, checked the brakes, checked the fluid level, transmission, make sure the brakes are working, make sure the transmission gear is going to change, checked all the tires, make sure it's properly inflated. You did all that before you got in. Chances are, I doubt if any of you did that. What did you do? You opened the door, you jumped in and turned it on. And threw it in gear and took off. Then first, if it wasn't for the red light on the brakes, you wouldn't know if the brakes was working or not. Because you got confidence in them. You got assurance. There was no doubt in your mind, hopefully, that you was going to make it here. Because you had confidence in him. But yet when it comes to God, we don't want to trust God. Because we can't figure this out. We don't see how it's going to work out. And the devil is showing us all the different ways that it can fail. Glory to God. But the Bible says, trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And do good.
Yes.
And do good. And see, notice that even when you trust God, you put your faith and your confidence in Him. That means you take, to trust God, means you take God at His word. In other words, when God tells you something, you do it.
Yes.
You don't question Him. You don't say, God, I gotta see more of your word, or you gotta show me more before I believe this. We don't have to be like Thomas. We just believe Him because He said it.
Because He said it.
Glory to God. We were reading this morning about when He had spoke to the disciples.
Yes.
And He told them to launch out into the deep.
Yes.
And you know, and they said, Master, we have toiled all night long and we caught nothing. But nevertheless, at Thy word,
yes,
or because You said so,
because
we'll launch out.
Yes.
Glory to God. Just because You said it, God, we will do it.
Amen.
We don't have to worry about it. Although we've been fishing all night and we're tired and we are professional fishermen. And we know that nothing's out there biting. But because You said it, God, I'll do it.
Amen.
That's trust.
Trust.
That's faith.
Faith.
And because they trust Him, they end up with more than enough. Glory to God. Where you thought there was nothing, when God speaks, it becomes more than enough. You remember when Isaiah told his servant? He said, go, when it hadn't rained for 3 years. He said, go and look in the sky and tell me what you see. And he ran out there and looked in the sky and came back and said, I see nothing. He said, go again. He ran out there again and came back and said, I see nothing. And he went back and forth. But then the seventh time he came back and said, oh, I see a little cloud in the sky about the size of a man's hand. And what did the prophet say? I hear the abundance of rain.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We've got to trust God. Trust in the Lord and do good. So you can have trust and you can have confidence in God and still not do the right thing. But you've got to do the right thing. See, there's a way in which God wants everything done. That's why I pray that we do everything decently and in order. Because we want to do things the way God wants them done. Because then they will work out. Then they will come to pass. Trust in the Lord and do good. Do what He wants you to do the way He wants you to do it. And it'll make all the difference in the world. Do things the way God wants them done. That's when you trust in Him. And it will work out. But notice this. Do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. So in other words, you'll have all that you need when you do things the way God tells you to do them. You'll have all that you need when you trust in Him.
Yes.
Think about that. If I trust in Him, I take Him at His word, I do what He tells me to do it, I do it the way He tells me to do it, I will be fed. I will be supplied with all the things I need. I will be supplied with everything that I need. Fed means satisfied with the things that you need. Glory to God. But you got to have faith and trust in Him. But it seems like it doesn't work. It doesn't matter what it seems like. Glory to God. What does the Bible say? Be ye not weary in well doing, for in due season, if you faint not, you shall reap. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You shall reap. Yes. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Notice verse 7. Delight thyself. Oh, delight thyself. That means you got to have joy and excitement in what you're doing for the Lord. Joy and excitement. I remember when I was in Tulsa, one of the places where I worked in credit card services. And I would go in there and then when I was, and I had a cubicle right next to some ladies. The whole department was pretty much ladies. And had a couple of men that worked in there. And so I would come in there every morning, and this one lady, she would always come out and she'd say, "How are you doing this morning, Calvin?" I say, "Marvelous, absolutely marvelous." And she would just laugh, and she would just laugh. And she would go around telling other people. So she'd say, "Go and ask him, how's he doing?" And I would say the same thing. And at first, I really wasn't like trying to be funny or do anything like that. That's what it was. Because during that time, before we had any kids, I would get up early in the morning. So I had plenty of time in the morning that I spent in fellowship and praising God. So by the time I got to work, I was all excited and enthusiastic. I had had great time in prayer and things. So when I got to work, that's what I would do. She would ask me, everyone, I'll say, "Marvelous, absolutely marvelous." And so she would just start calling me Mr. Marvelous, Mr. Marvelous, Mr. Marvelous. And so that was just making an impression. And I wasn't doing anything and putting on anything, but I was delighting myself in the Lord. Glory to God. So think about that. How you address your morning and address those in the morning. What do you say? Glory to God. Are you doing marvelous? Or you just say, "Good morning. What's so good about it?" I heard one person that, "I haven't had my coffee yet." You trust more in your cup of coffee than you do in the Word of God. "Oh, I can't get going without my cup of coffee." But if you get a word from God, glory to God. Amen. But if you need coffee, you know, take whatever you need. But I like to get the Word of God. Glory to God. Amen. Why don't you do this? Get your word and a cup of coffee. Glory to God. If that's what it takes, glory to God. Hallelujah. But I like to take my word straight. I don't mix it with anything else. Glory to God. That's got more power in it, the Word of God. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. So thou shalt thou dwell in the land. And verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. That means have fun in the Lord. Have fun in being a Christian. Have fun telling other people about God. Have fun. Excitement about it. Think about the things that you can share to others that have them hungering and thirsting for what you have.
Amen.
Glory to God. Do you know that people are watching you?
Amen.
They're looking at you. They've got their eyes on you. Glory to God. And especially when you say that you are a believer.
Yes.
You are a Christian. Because see, a lot of times, since they don't know the Bible, that's why the Bible says you are a living epistle, they look at you to tell them about the Bible. So if they see you do something, and you're a believer, and you're a Christian, then they say, "Well, then I can do it too." They don't have to know the Bible, but because you do it, then they'll try to do it. That's why the Bible says, "Be ye holy, because I am holy."
Amen.
Glory to God. We're called to be a holy people. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he should give thee the desires of thy heart. That means when you're busy about the will and the work that God has given to you, he would give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
Glory to God. The things that you desire. Do you know those things that you have that you want and you desire to do and be? God has placed them inside of you.
Amen.
And he's got a means and a ways of working it out of you. Glory to God. Do you take delight in doing the things that God asked you to do? Do you take delight in witnessing to others? To sharing about the love of God? To give your testimony and share with others? And see, a lot of times you might say, "I don't know the Bible. I don't know enough of the Bible to share with people." You know enough about what God has done for you.
Yes.
That you can share with somebody else.
Amen.
Glory to God. Have fun witnessing. I remember one of my brothers, before he passed, he would always tell people once he had given his life back to God, every time you see him, everybody was telling him about, he would come out and start talking with you and say, do you have a minute? Do you have a minute? And he would begin to share about how good God has been to him. Glory to God. He rededicated his life at a funeral. At a funeral. He went to a funeral. They gave an invitation. And he gave his life. He rededicated his life to God. And every time you see him, I remember when he was in the hospital, I came home. You know, I was thinking about, okay, because what he was dealing with, the sickness and stuff that he was going through. So I'm thinking, though, what's something I can do to share with him, though, to encourage him, to uplift him? When I got there, man, he was preaching to me. He called the nurse and he said, come here, I want you to meet my brother. He's a preacher. He began to share, he began to tell everything about it. And I was just so amazed and so overjoyed, thinking, oh, he's going to be a down and oh, pity me for what he was going through. But he was so excited about what God had done for him. Glory to God. Delighting thyself in God. When God asks you to do something, does he have to thoroughly convince you? Or is it an easy thing for you to do? Think about that. That God had to keep on saying, okay, I need you to do this. Will you do this? Does he have to keep on reminding you? Does it keep slipping your mind what God tells you to do? Do you think that if you wait long enough, maybe he'll forget all about it and tell somebody else? Oh, if you got any brothers and sisters, you know how you try that. No, if I wait long enough, then mama will forget about it and she'll tell somebody else to do it. Oh, no. God has work for you to do, and he expects you to do it. So you should have a delight in doing it. Think about that. I want to go back to that. Think about that. When mom or daddy ask you to do something, think about that. That is a semblance of like God asking you. I'm not saying mom and daddy is God, but you think about it. How well you react to that and the things that they ask you to, it should prepare you and teach you how to respond to the things that God asks you to do. Think about that. How well you do that. You see, a lot of things he teaches you step by step about what to do and how to do it. And so we need to learn how to be obedient to the things that God asks us to do. Glory to God. So we need to be delightful about those things. And those things that we desire in our hearts will be done. Let me share it with you. When God has something for you to do, or your responsibility, you give that a priority. You always make sure you get his work done. And then you find yours be a whole lot easier to do. So if you ever at a point where you have some things that you need to get done, and you have not spent time with God, spend the time with God first. Amen. And then the things that you have to get done, they'd be a whole lot easier. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Those things that you desire, it is the Lord's pleasure and joy to give you the kingdom. God is a giving God. He loves to give us things. But he wants us to be in a position that we can receive it. See, a lot of things that we don't have or we have not received because we're not in position and place to receive them. So we need to get in a position and place that we're able to receive them. Glory to God. Verse 5. Commit thy way. Commit thy way unto the Lord. That means you've got to make a determination that your way is his way. And you're going to seek his way in everything that you do. In everything that you do, you're seeking his way of getting it done. How does he want it done? I was sharing with some students the other day, telling them about when you get up in the morning, one of the first things you should say, Lord, how can I help you today? Before you begin telling him about all the things that you got to do today, all the things that you want to get done today, you should say, God, how can I help you today? What would you have me to do? What would you like for me to do? Glory to God. Because if you do his work first, you'll find out that yours will be taken care of. Glory to God. Commit thy way. That's something that you've got to do. You've got to make a decision that you're going to follow the way of God. You've got to make a decision that you're going to go his way. You've got to make a decision that you're going to do things the way he wants them done. And you got to be fully committed. Because what does he do with a lukewarm Christian? He says he'll spit them out of his mouth. So you got to be on fire for God. How's your fire burning? for God?
Amen.
Is it gone out? Or is it full blaze? Or is there any resemblance? Glory to God. Jeremiah says, it's like fire shut up in my bones. Glory to God. I can't contain it. Glory to God. So it should be evident what's going on in you. So make a decision that God, whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to be, that is what I will be. And see, too often we make a mistake of telling God what we want to be instead of asking Him for what He made us to be. Think about that. We're too busy telling God what we want to be. Oh, I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that. But we need to ask God, say, God, what did you make me to be? What did you make me to be? Glory to God. And that is where you will find your greatest blessings. Commit that way. That's your decision. You've got to do it. You've got to turn it over to God. You've got to give your life, your plans, unto God. You've got to lay them in His hand and let them stay there. And wait till you get a response back from Him as far as what He wants you to do. See, it does not have to be a hard decision. Remember, I know in college, a lot of times when between your sophomore and junior year, you had to declare your major.
Yes.
In other words, you had to declare you've gotten all the junior ed courses and things out of play. Now you got to declare your major, what you're going to focus on. And I remember so many students would be worrying, going back and forth. Do they want to be this? Or if I want to be that? Or they're going back and forth and making a decision. Then they declare one major and start taking classes and find out, no, I don't want to do that. I want to do something else. And they're going back and forth. But glory to God. But before you even first begin, you say, God, what is it that you want me to be? So that you'll know what He wants you to be. And then you pursue it with everything within you. And then you'll find everything will fall into place. You don't have to worry about it. Everything will fall into place. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him. Trust God to be able to work things out. See, a lot of times we hinder ourselves because we're trying to figure out how it's going to work out. And what all God wants us to do is to trust Him. Act upon what He tells us to do. Think about Abraham, when He told Abraham to leave his family and go to a place that I will show you. I will show you. Not that I have shown you. I will show you. So Abraham had to trust God enough to leave the comfort and the security of his family to follow God. Are you willing to follow Him? Are you willing to go wherever He leads you? Are you willing to go wherever He tells you to go? I remember I shared this story with you before, but I remember when Aaron and I was thinking about going to the Bible school in Tulsa. We was going back and forth about should we go, should we go. One day we're ready to go, the next day we don't want to move. Next day we're ready to go, we're excited, and the next day what are we doing? And finally we got to a point. They said that if you're flying an airplane, that you get to a point where you got to commit. Commit, either you're going to take it up or you're not going to go because you've gone too far. You got to make a decision. Are we going to fly or are we going to stay down? And so we had got to a point where we had to commit. Either we were going to take off and fly or let's just slow this thing down and go back to the hangar. And we decided that once we committed, that, hey, we're going to fly. We're going to go up and fly. And we made a decision. We packed up our beds, our bags, everything in two vehicles, and we headed to Tulsa. Glory to God. Headed to Oklahoma City. Well, not Oklahoma, Oklahoma. And they said it was green country. They call it green country. Man, we didn't see anything green there. They said this is supposed to be green country. Now, granted, it was close to fall when we was getting there, but my goodness, they call it green country. We say we left green country, green trees, green grass. All the things we saw was brown. Glory to God. But we were in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Glory to God. Amen. Following after God, we were so excited. So excited. Because we felt that's what God wanted us to do. And it makes all the difference in the world when you're pursuing after God. And you know, when you pursue after God, when you're following His plans, You still have to trust him along the way. Just because you say, yes, Lord, I'll go, that doesn't mean everything's going to work out. Everything's going to be easy. You still have to trust him. And see, a lot of times when we follow in God and hardships and things come along our way, we get to the place where we feel like we want, the devil makes us feel like he tries to convince us that you missed God. Glory to God. You made a mistake. Glory to God. But you got to realize that God is big enough to take care of you. Glory to God. So you got to be fully committed to him. Surrender unto him. Trust in him. And he will bring it to pass. So a lot of times we have dreams and things that's been in our hearts that we wanted to do, that the Lord has placed within them. And oftentimes we get to a place where we start thinking that time has passed us by and there's no way. God always has a way. But I need to tell you a story about Sarah, that she was past the age of bearing children, and yet she had no children, but yet God said that she would have a son. But yet, from a natural standpoint, it is impossible. But does not God specialize in doing things that are impossible? He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. So it's not a matter of whether God can do it. It's a matter of whether or not you will believe him. Glory to God. God can work it out for you. He can bring you through. He can turn your darkness into light. Glory to God. If you are willing to trust him. If you're willing to surrender to him. If you're willing to delight in him. Don't complain about the things that God asks you to do. And that you have a better way of doing it. Glory to God. Trust him and do things his way. Make his way your way. Consider your ways and make them God's ways. Glory to God. Everything in your life, God, how do you want me to do this? What do you want me to do about this? See, a lot of times we get impatient. We get impatient with God. God doesn't move fast enough for us, but boy, if we really saw how fast we move for him. Glory to God. But see, God is not bound by time. Glory to God. Time makes no difference to God. The Bible says a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. God's got plenty of time. He will work it out. He will bring it to pass. Glory to God. He will bring it to pass. Due season. Glory to God. Due season. Due season. Praise God. Due season. Do good. Be not weary in doing good. For in due season. Glory to God. Don't faint. Don't give up. Don't lose hope. Glory to God. God will work it out for you. God will work it out for you. You've got to be convinced that God will work things out for you when he is taking care of you. Don't try to take care of yourself. That's a big job. You let God do that. You just take care of what he wants you to do. And he will take care of you. Glory to God. I want you to say that with God will take care of me. Glory to God. Amen. God will take care of you. Don't look at somebody else to take care of you. God will take care of you. When you're committed to him, when you delight in him, and when you trust in him. Trust, delight, and commit. Glory to God. Trust, delight, and commit. Lord, I take you at your word.
Yes.
And I'll have fun doing it. And I'll be committed to it. Anything that God tells you to do, be fully committed to do it. And the way that he tells you to do it. Glory to God. And you know, a lot of times, things that God tells you to do, you don't want to do them. You don't want to do them. Or you try to come up with a more comfortable way of doing it. Glory to God. I shared this one little story. Remember when I told you about one time I was working a project? I had a company I was working on, and I was late on a project. And when we were in a staff meeting, the manager was telling me that I was late, I was behind schedule, and I really need to pick up on a project. I need to get it done, pick up on the schedule. And I was telling him the reason why I was behind, because they kept on changing our requirements and stuff for it. And so that's why I was behind, because I was trying to satisfy and get done with all that, do that. He said, okay, I understand that. That's no problem, but we need to really go ahead and pick up on it. We need to get done with this problem. So I said, okay. And so it bothered me. I didn't like that. So I was going back home. I was thinking about it as I was going through the day. And the Holy Spirit began to convict me. Oh, my goodness. Began to convict me with the attitude that I had displayed in the way I responded to his commandments or what he was saying. I said, oh, man. And the Bible says that when your heart convicts you, it is as sin. And so I said, okay, Lord, all right, I apologize. But see, God didn't want to leave it there. He told me that I needed to, because everybody else was there and they witnessed that I need to apologize to them too. Oh, man. God. Oh, can I just apologize to the manager? Because that's what I was going to do. I was going there and apologize to the manager. But he said, you need to apologize to everybody that was in the room. And so I did. And I sent a message out to everybody. And I went and saw the manager because everybody was in different locations. So I went in and apologized to the manager. And he said, oh. He said, Calvin, that's no big deal. He said, that's not a problem. He said, that's what they paid me the big bucks for, to handle a situation like that. So he said, it's not a problem. He says, I don't have a problem with that. So I said, okay. And I told him, I said, the reason why, I said, because the Bible says that if your heart convicts you, then it is guilty as sin. And so my heart convicted me how I responded back to it. And so therefore, that's why I'm apologizing. He said, it was no problem. And I sent a message out to all those there. And everybody at the meeting said, oh, Calvin, yeah, you was right. That's what they did that. You no problem. They were supporting me what I said, except for one person. And you know who that person was. It was the one that was making all the changes and the requests to the project. But I still apologize to them. Glory to God. And that made a difference. Glory to God. Because I had favor. He'll give you the desires of your heart. You know, you have little cubicles. My cubicle was a double-sized cubicle. The one that I had. I had two monitors. I had a big monitor. And everybody used to come by and look at my cubicle and go, who are you? What do you do? What do you do? Favor. God would give you favor. And also had a Bible study. God would give you favor. Delight thyself in the Lord. He gave me favor. So I would have a Bible study. People would come. Glory to God. To the Bible study. Give you favor. God would give you favor. Gives you the desires of your heart. Praise God. Open up doors for you. What is it that God wants you to do? He wants you to delight in it. Have fun doing it. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed that you belong to Him. Glory to God. Live your life to bring Him glory. Amen. Glory to God. If those around you don't read the Bible, show them the Bible. Because they're watching you. People are watching you all the time. And they're listening to you. And they're hearing what you say. Glory to God. So what have you been saying? What have you been saying? Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Know the things that God has told you to do. So as you think about it, think about the things that God has spoken to you about doing. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring back to your remembrance those nudges, those unctions, that things that God told you to do, that you've let them slip through the cracks, that you, in fact, forgotten about. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring them back to your remembrance so that you can get them done, so that you don't miss out anything that God has for you. So whatever He's told you to do, you do it. Glory to God. Why don't you bow your heads for a moment? Father, I come before you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up before you each and every individual here. Oh God, I pray that they will trust in you wholeheartedly, Father. They will delight in the things that you've asked them to do, and they will commit their ways unto you. And Father, we thank you that it shall come to pass in their life. This morning, I want to extend to you an invitation. There may be here, someone here, that something I've said, I may have touched, I ministered to your heart, to the point that you realize that you don't know Jesus. I want you to know that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you have not made Jesus your Lord and Savior, and you want to make that decision this morning, we invite you to raise your hand now. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Do you want to make that decision today? Secondly, there may be someone here that you once knew him, but for some reason or another, you turned your back on and you walked away from him. And this morning you realize that that was a mistake and you want to make that correction. I want you to know that our God is a forgiving God. He will forgive you and restore you back in fellowship. If that is you that I'm speaking to this morning, we invite you to raise your hand now. Third, there may be someone here this morning that you're seeking the infilling of the Holy Spirit and that you would like for us to pray with you that you receive that blessing. We invite you to raise your hand now. And then finally, in Matthew 18 and 19, it says, "But two shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of the Father which is in heaven." If you would like for us to agree with you in prayer concerning something, we invite you to raise your hand now. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up before you these petitions before you, God, and we thank you for your mighty power and your awesomeness. You know all about it, Father. And right now we ask, by your Holy Spirit, by the angels, you will work it out, that you move on the behalf of and your faithful Father. And we thank you, Father, that everything will be all right, Father. Give them direction, guidance, Father, as to what they need to do and how they need to do it, Father. That they receive all that you have for them. Father, we set our faith in agreement. We call them blessed, and we declare it to be so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up before you all those that's in this area, yes, all those that's in this community that do not know you as Lord and Savior. We pray, oh God, that their eyes will be opened to the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they're come to a point where they realize what they must do to be saved, and that they realize that the Savior's name is Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. And Father, we pray that in the body of Christ, each and every believer will be stirred up and on fire for you, Father, that we have a spiritual revival and awakening in the body of Christ in this area, that you may be glorified. And Father, we thank you and we praise you for it. And we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. We thank God for your presence here this morning. And I want just to remind you that you do what God has told you to do, the way He's told you to do it. Glory to God. Trust Him. Delight in Him. And commit unto Him.
Amen.
And He shall bring it to pass. Glory to God. Trust, delight, and commit. And He will bring it to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't get all tired and worn out trying to get it done. Glory to God. God will work it out for you. Amen. Glory to God. That's good news. That's good news. Glory to God. Now you can take a little break. Glory to all this time you were trying to do all that work. And all you had to do is trust, delight, and commit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now you got more free time. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, boy, that makes things a whole lot easier. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we thank God for your presence here with us this morning. Thank God. It's good. Thank you. See you. I just want to let you know that this morning I looked at the pecan tree and I saw little green shoots coming out. Glory to God. So that means that we should not be getting any more cold weather. Glory to God. Amen. We'll see how well the pecan tree forecasts. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. I need y'all to do me a favor. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Let me see your strength.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You should be excited about it. Amen. Glory to God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Glory to God. So if you want to be strong, glory to God, just begin to praise. Enter his courts with thanksgiving. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Well, thank God. Amen. Praise God.
Can I just say something?
Yes, ma'am.
I have been listening to this series on the truth about cancer. There's probably 9 segments of it, and it's in its 5th. If anyone would like the link to it, it is fantastic, really.
It's
telling you how it came about, the chemotherapy, things you can do to prevent it, and just treatments that you can do to that are natural. I mean, it just really is a really good series. So I will send anyone who wants it, I'll send them the link.
Okay, all right. Well, praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. All right. Well, we thank God for that. And one of the things that you should do, always doing, and that's one of the things we talk about, education. If you see education, that is one of our what we call foundational pillars. You should always be learning. You should always be learning things, looking at opportunities that you can learn something, not just in this spiritual realm, but up there in education. Keep your mind active. Keep your mind active, learning different things. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Glory. All right, let's go ahead. Let's stand up. Are we going to close in prayer? Praise God. All right, your homework is, you and the Holy Spirit say, okay, what has God put on my to-do list that I've forgotten all about and have not done? What has God given you to do that you have not done yet? Glory to God. Trust, delight, and commit. And he shall bring it to pass. Praise God.